our very own specialist when it comes to crop management joins us on the line this morning, Tom Nichols from NT Parks and Wildlife. How are you?
Morning, Tom.
Good, yeah. Good morning, both of you and everyone else.
Oh, look, Tom, yeah. We're really excited to have you on board because tomorrow, as you'd know, is our annual Camp Quality Radio auction. And in the past, you've been a big supporter by donating the chance to head out with you and your team and look for crocodiles.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, I'd like to thank senior management for allowing this to happen and also happy to be a part of Camp Quality.
Yeah. Oh. What's it been like in the previous times you've taken people out? What's their reaction been like?
Actually, they've all had a great experience and they've all enjoyed it. Obviously, we go out different times of the day. We work with the tides and actually we're getting ready to go out this morning. And watching the sunset come up over Darwin Harbour and checking all the traps. It's a great experience and something that not everyone gets the opportunity to do.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
How do you go about checking the traps, Tom? Is there a certain way to approach that?
There's 25 traps altogether set up around in our management zone. We've broken this up into three different areas. That's top end of the harbour, Shoal Bay, and the bottom end of the harbour. We go out, obviously working with the tides. We pull up next to the traps. Some of the traps are on moorings and some are tied to the mangroves and river systems. It just depends on where they are. We tie up next to the trap itself. And from there, we rebait it. All our traps have to be rebaited every week.
Yeah.
And if the crocodile in there, then the crocodile is secured and brought into the boat and comes back with us.
Right. Okay. So you could potentially be sitting next to a crocodile as part of this experience.
you'll be close enough to it. You won't be sitting on the crocodile or anything, but you certainly get a good experience. And also just in the harbour, it's not a bad. There's a lot of things to see, especially in the morning with the sunset, quite a spectacular sight.
Yeah, and I understand you pulled in a 4-metre crocodile earlier this week, is that correct?
That's correct, that was on Monday out of Southport, one of our traps up there, and that was 4.33 metres long. Yeah.
Wow, jeez.
Nice fat one.
Yeah, big one.
Tommy, how many crocodiles are we relocating from Darwin Harbour every year?
Okay, we don't relocate our crocodiles. They go to a crocodile farm who has a contract at the time.
Okay.
We average 300 a year, but for the last 2 years, the wet season, you know, we have had bad wet season, so they haven't been moving as much, and we're only up to 164 so far for this year.
Wow.
But hopefully there's a good wet coming up and start moving and moving around.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good. All right, Tommy. Well, to secure this incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you need to obviously be the highest bidder tomorrow as part of our Camp Quality Radio auction. So we're hoping you'll dig deep and obviously support those families who are going through that cancer journey. So,
what a bucket list opportunity it is.
Tom Nichols, it's always a pleasure catching up with you and thank you so much for your generosity as always.
Thanks, Tom.
No worries. Thank you very much.